everyone, it's your girl Brit Positive here, and welcome to another episode of Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love your positivity, and I'm sending it all right back to you. Now, I also hope you guys are having a wonderful week so far, because you know life will be lifing, but just remember there's always something good in each day. You just have to look for it. Now, to keep up with us here, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And if you need to listen to us on the go, well, we have Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, and more. So click on those links that are down below so you can join in spreading the positivity with us. Whether you follow us or you just want to listen to some positivity, then check out our episodes. We have a bunch, okay? Now, for those who are new to listening to us on our show, we have a little bit of Brit Positive quote for you guys, and this is it. Ready? It only seems impossible because you haven't tried it yet. So when I read this, I had to sit and think and say, what is it telling me? And I feel the encouragement out of this is really like, don't think something's too grand for you. You just have to take the step in trying. And once you continue to try and try and never give up, it's not that impossible for you to achieve, you know? Because if we all thought it's impossible, then we wouldn't be where we are today. But it's because we took the chance in trying, that is why we are where we are. And I'm sure there's so many amazing more, you know, achievements that all of you are supposed to get and be in, and I believe that you will get there. So just continue working hard and you'll get there. Okay, now with that said, let's get into our topic, which is Q&A with Brit Positive and special guests and what we did not know. And I have a special guest with me today. Now you guys might be familiar with him, but anytime he comes back on the show, I'm just super excited, super extra positive, because he's such a great time and I'm just happy to always have him. It's hard to book him, actually, guys. Let me just say that it's not as easy as you think, but it's always worth the wait because he's always fun to have. Let me welcome my brother Andre.
Oh, sorry. It's recording now? I didn't notice.
Yeah, go. Say hello to the people.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be back. Yeah, I'm a little bit rusty, but we're good to go.
Dre, how have you been? The people miss you.
Well, to my adoring fans.
Okay.
I just wanted to say it's good to be back.
Aw, well, it's good to have you back, and I hope you show up to many more episodes in the future, because this is season 5, meaning we've been doing this for almost, we're practically actually 5 years.
Has it really been 5 years already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, how do you feel? Right. How do you feel being a podcaster for 5 years?
I feel old.
Well, that's just a part of life. That's the beauty of life, is growing and aging and learning. But hey, at least you can say you've been a positive advocate for 5 years straight.
That is quite the feat to hold. And I am very glad to continue this positive streak of positivity and positiveness.
So, Dre, on this episode with me here, we are going to have some Q&A questions and answers from us, but questions from the BPP fam. And with our fun topic that we haven't done in so long, things we never knew, space edition. How do you feel about that?
I really do like space. I love it a lot. So if it's something new that I can learn about it, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and I mean, you love it. You love it more than me. For me, it's more of like a curiosity that it comes out of, where I question things, but you're like, oh, this is how far the galaxy is and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, no one cares about all the number stuff.
We're in, right? The KLM, right, the Milky Galaxy. It's awesome.
But I thought you were the perfect person to do this. And especially with our fifth season anniversary here, like we're in it. I just thought, we spoke about in the past episodes of what was it, like aliens and space a little bit, and how space smells like metal. Someone said burnt metal or burnt something. It's just all types of theories we hear out there.
How are we supposed to smell something in a vacuum?
That's what you said on the last episode. That's what you said on the last episode. You literally said that verbatim. But this one, yeah, let's get into it, right?
All right.
Are you ready?
Ready to go.
Are you ready?
I am ready to go.
But before we got into it, let the people know. How you been?
You know, I've been doing my thing.
Yeah. How was your Christmas and New Year?
You see, I had this rare thing called a vacation. I kind of forgot what it was like. It was like, wait, I get to stay home and get paid for it?
I like vacations, but here's the thing. It's a love and hate relationship with me and vacations, because I like going on it, but I don't like coming off it. Because it gets sad. You have the sad moments of just like, oh, I gotta go back to work, or I gotta go back to school and get in the hustle and bustle, and your body just got to that place of relaxation. So, you know, I love it, but I also hate when it's over. So that's where the love and hate shows up. But also, Dre, I'm sure the people want to know, are there any movies you're looking forward to this year?
Yes.
Okay.
There are two movies that I've been looking forward to.
Okay.
And the first one is one of my childhood favorites, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh my goodness. You always mention Sonic, even like 2022. You mentioned that one episode when it was Sonic number 2 coming out. You're like, I can't wait for Sonic to come out.
Yay. Sonic and Tails.
Yeah, but isn't this one, the last one was about Knuckles, so is this one
No,
about
this
Knuckles?
One isn't about Knuckles.
No, but then
Knuckles joined Tails, the team.
He joined the team?
Yeah, he joins the team. So it's a three-man team now.
No, I thought he was the bad guy.
Well, he was a bad guy in the second one, but he's a part of the team in the third.
Is this like a Fast and Furious thing where, like,
pretty much,
you know,
yeah,
like, oh, we're family now?
That's how it went in the games too. Knuckles was kind of the antagonist, and he found out that he was just getting tricked by Eggman.
Yeah. So you know more about this whole Sonic thing than me, but yeah, I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't mind the Sonic movie. I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's fun for the kids, and for some adults as well.
Well, you know, it's you can just say it for the kids.
No.
Honestly, I've embraced it at this point.
Well, you know, it only just says you have a child-like behavior, you know? Like, you have a child, well, not behavior, you have a child heart.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, like,
it doesn't sound like it. No. So I will accept it as a good thing anyways. I will be magnanimous in my compliment.
Okay, good, because it just means like there's a kid in all of us, especially when you reach adulthood. It's like you shouldn't have that kid in, like, you shouldn't lose the kid in you.
You were just about to say you should have.
No. No. Okay.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just teasing.
Okay, so what movie, what else? So you're looking forward to the third Sonic movie. What's the other movie you're looking forward to?
Oh, you specifically said 2024.
Yes.
So the only other movie that I know for a fact is coming out was, I think, Marvel versus Deadpool. How did it go again? No, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Exactly. What the heck?
I don't know why I was thinking Marvel versus Deadpool for whatever reason.
No. Okay. Yeah, that one I know a lot of people are hyped about. And I'm hyped for it too. I'll just say that. But I'm also, my hype is not as hype as others who are like, this is gonna save the MCU. Like, I'm not believing in that to that extent, but I do believe it's gonna be, it might be a good film. It might be funny. There could be some laughs in there, because no, like the first one and the second one were kind of funny.
Oh no, I was just saying, no, like, for a movie that I know for a fact is coming out this year, because the movies that I'm actually looking forward to the most is Fantastic Four and Blade, but that's next year.
Okay. For me, if there's a movie I'm looking forward to, because I, you know what I noticed too, you and I haven't actually talked about movies in a while, and I mean, last year there was a bunch of movies that came out, but we never had like one of our sit down movie reviews or like movies that we're looking forward to, because there was not much that like I think you were interested in, and nor I was interested in. Like, I did still go see movies. I went to see the Barbie movie.
I was just about to ask. I'm like, I know you went to go see Barbie.
Yeah.
And I, like, the only thing Barbie that I liked back in the day was the Barbie Nutcracker Christmas movie.
Okay, that's definitely 2001. But, you know, it was a good movie. But for the Barbie movie, the real life one, it was kind of trippy. It was trippy. Like, it had so many messages in them, and it was like cool in some areas where you're like, okay, cool, and then there's others where I'm like, whoa, okay, this is a lot for a kids movie, because I thought it was gonna be one, which is was
it. What, wait, they did a Barbie's movie that wasn't a kids movie?
Well, okay, the things that they talked about, like, I don't think little kids are gonna really understand what just happened. Like, they're gonna just maybe be impressed with the colors and the costumes and like the little music section of it. But I never thought, like, if I was 6 years old, I'd be like, I would have to watch the movie again to understand what they were talking about. I wouldn't be paying attention to that because it went over my head. If I was six, I'd be like, what?
Is it supposed to be a parody? That's what it's kind of sound like.
No, it's not even a parody. There's just a lot of messages about like women and men and, you know, just the whole like, It's a lot of like the whole feminism thing going on in there.
Why is a Barbie movie sounding incredibly deep, and you have Oppenheimer that everyone was watching at the same time for some reason? I don't get it.
I don't know. The studios have something going on, but I heard that movie did well and people liked it. I haven't seen it because I'm not a hater on it. I think it, if I had an interest, it probably would be a good movie to me. But it's just, I'm not interested.
Isn't it just a documentary on the first atomic bomb?
It's not a documentary. It's an actual film that is, you know, talking about that, the first atomic bomb, and how, like,
I honestly thought it was a documentary.
No, there's an actor. There's many actors. Robert Downey Jr.'s in it.
I was more thinking, like, a mockumentary then.
No. I don't know. I don't want to say as if like I know it because I watched it. No, I didn't. But I did watch Barbie and it was fun. And actually, fun fact. So I complimented one of their red carpet looks on Instagram, and Barbie gave me a shout out. She's like, I like your style. And I was like, my little Britney heart would be screaming that Barbie complimented me back. Like, I'm a Barbie girl. Yay. But this year, if I were to look forward to anything, I mean, Deadpool I'll watch, but, like, I'm not going to run to the theater and watch it.
It's a solid matinee.
You might be disappointed in hearing me say this, but I want to see, like, that Planets of the Apes one. I don't know, guys.
I'm okay with Planets of the Apes.
I've been following that movie from day one. So, it's, like, to me, I've developed, like a story with them where I'm like, okay. We gotta see what's going on. Yeah. And this is literally now we're gonna see like Caesar's son and like I think it's like Kingdom of the Apes or something, I think it's called.
I think so too.
But when I saw the trailer after at the Super Bowl, I was just like, during the Super Bowl game, I was just like, yeah, like, oh, got to get to see. I just miss Caesar. I don't know. He was just such a cute little. That's terrible to say it. I'm gonna say he's my pet when it's like. That's the total
I don't think
opposite.
Caesar would agree
exactly.
with that.
He would hate that.
But Brittany, I have a very important question.
Okay.
It's the only question that matters about the Barbie movie.
Oh, the Barbie movie. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to the Barbie movie.
Well, I thought we were letting it go, but okay.
I was patiently waiting so I can ask. Okay. And they had to have done it. Pay for the license and everything.
Okay, but also too, it's called Kingdom of the Planets of the Apes. So if you guys want to watch that, you
that's
should.
A mouthful, man. Like, it is. Like Kingdom of the Apes or whatever, man. Like,
okay, what was your question, Dre?
My question is simple. Did they do the song I'm a Barbie Girl in the Barbie movie?
They did a remix of it.
Was it Super Bowl remix that this year? Or was it techno remix?
It was not techno.
Like,
I'm gonna have to play it for you.
we'll have to watch it later. Just
guys, I'm gonna see back. If I can get him to watch the Barbie movie this weekend. Even though that's not okay, you see the Barbie movie, as much as I loved it and I actually enjoyed watching it, and I do support those who have never seen it to go watch it if you're curious. Like, it's a fun movie. I would just say it's not a movie I would watch again. It's kind of like I've seen it once. I'm good. And you know what's funny? I didn't know this about me until recently, but I was like, I'm a bit picky like that with some movies. Like you see the Titanic, I'm not gonna watch that again.
Well, to be fair though, a lot of people aren't gonna watch that again. We kind of know how it is.
No, but that could be someone's comfort movie, and they go to bed every night watching it or something. But for me, I think it's weird because there's other movies I would fall asleep to. Like, I don't know if you know this, but when I was like elementary school kid, every night before going to bed, I would put on Shrek 1 and just like fall asleep to it. Like, I know the movie by heart, like, because it was every night. And then what was another movie I would go to bed with? Like, I don't know, Lizzie McGuire movie sometimes. I did.
Not Lizzie McGuire.
I did. Not you the just movie. You weren't there. We had the VCR, and I would put it in my VCR TV, like, ensemble, and just be like, all right, let me put it on and go to sleep, you know?
Well, I know for a fact, though, that you were a big lover of Hercules.
I didn't go to bed watching Hercules.
Were you watching it the other day?
No, that was when I had the flu. I told you. I told the people this, too. I'm like, if I have a cold, I'm watching a Disney movie. Fair enough. Helps me get through it.
It really does. Now that I think about it, every time you really, really get sick, I'm either, like, watching you watch a Disney movie, or I'm in close proximity to a Disney movie. The one time we did not watch a Disney movie, it was like a fever dream when you woke up and was like, did I watch that movie? I'm like, yes, we watched it. Moana wasn't very nice. I didn't like that alligator. The Moid guy wasn't all right though. I'll give that movie that.
There's no alligator.
No, like, you had that big shellfish thing that did the song.
The crab.
Yeah, I did not like that song, but the movie was okay.
I remember I had the worst cold, but I watched that movie, and it was interesting. I didn't mind it, but it's not that's a movie I wouldn't watch again.
Yeah,
you know, I've seen it once, cool.
You know, a movie that I absolutely would not watch again, I watched it once from beginning to end, and I'm like, okay, I never have to see this again.
Which one is that?
Boss Baby.
I think I've watched that more than once. I think because the first time I had a cold, so I fell asleep in and out, so I didn't know what happened. But then I watched it again to be like, okay, let me see the story. And I was like, wow, I think it was a good thing I fell asleep. No, it's an okay movie. It's different. It's different. I didn't expect a baby in a suit and all that stuff. If anything, the first one was better than the TV show one, right?
They had a TV show for that?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, DreamWorks made a TV show for Boss Baby.
I really need to get on Netflix. I'm missing out on a lot.
Yeah, there's been they made like a Boss Baby 2, didn't they?
I gotta be honest, the last thing I watched on Netflix was One Piece. That was it.
Okay, for those who are One Piece lovers, he's one of them. So, you know, I heard things too. I heard people say they like the real life one. They like the cartoon one. I don't know. I can't say much about that because that's its own thing. I can't say anything because I don't know the story really. But I will say, you were talking about some fever dream. What did you mention about fever dream?
Fever dream.
Something you watched that was like a fever dream or something?
Boss Baby felt like a fever dream, honestly.
Okay, well, recently for me, and I wasn't even having a cold at this point, was over the weekend we decided, because of a friend of ours that was like, oh, you'll like this movie. I won't say names, but if he's listening, he knows.
You know who you are.
We love you over here. All positive vibes, of course. He suggested a movie for me to watch, and it was The Marvels. Or was it Miss Marvels?
No, it was The Marvels.
The Marvels, okay. And so I decided to watch it because I haven't. I know you guys. You're just like, what happened to your Marvel love? I'm like, it's still there, but it's just like, you know, it's like those things where you put in the attic because you outgrew it. Or it's not as good as it used to be. So instead of like going through the trials, you're just like, let's just leave it as a good memory and not go back. And well, I went back. I was that person that opened the trunk out of the attic and brought it down to my brother and say, all right, let's give this a shot again. and we watched The Marvels, and it was okay. It was okay. What did you think about it, Dre?
That's just it. I have a completely different perspective. To me, it was a significantly better performance for Brie Larson from what she did from the for Captain Marvel movie. I kind of see the Miss Marvels like a direct continuation of the Captain Marvel movie. And I have to say that the Brie Larson as an actor has a lot more range, and I underestimated her. She was kind of mean, like just mean in the first one. But she was more of a nuanced person in the second one. Yeah. I don't want to say flawed per se, but more personality.
You know, I don't even remember the first one that much. Like that film, that's one of the films that I wouldn't watch again.
Captain Marvel?
Yeah, like I wouldn't. But guess what? This is the part I'm trying to show you that's strange. I won't watch Captain Marvel again. Like that's not one of those where I'm like, oh, I gotta go see it again because I loved it. But I would watch King Kong Skull Island again.
No, it was a solid movie. I would watch it again, too.
I don't know why. It's like, I can't look away. There's so much that's happening. I like the story. I like the chaos. That was a movie I fell asleep to. Like, that's my comfort movie.
There are certain movies that you just like and don't like, right?
Right. You know what? Let's get into our other side of the topic of this, which is things we did not know. Space Edition. Okay, so for one, my brother, did you know our solar system is 4.57 billion years old?
I did not know that.
Yeah, so technically in my mind, I said, if that's the case, that means like Earth is like 4 billion years old.
Oh, no, just because the universe is old doesn't mean Earth was formed.
Well, here's the thing, too. How are they to even be able to, like, calculate that?
Oh, yeah, that's actually super simple. It's background radiation.
So, like,
it's like a carbon footprint on the dirt. So, you know, when you have scientists that find dinosaur footprints? Okay. There is electrostatic energy that was created originally from the Big Bang. We're capable of using that to carbon date the universe.
Wow. Okay, well, you heard that, folks, from Bill, no, I'm just kidding, from Andre the Science Guy.
I think it would have been more accurate to say live free and prosper like a true Trekkie.
Oh my gosh, Star Trek. You know what's funny? I found a show that was basically an animation of Star Trek, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to watch this with Andre, but you didn't watch it with me. You didn't want to watch it.
The Orville?
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, it's not the Orville?
I don't know what it's called. All I know is like these guys are definitely Star Trek guys.
Yeah, it's the Orville.
Stop saying the name because I can't confirm it for you.
I'm just saying, if you like Star Trek, watch the Orville.
Okay, the animation style looks like, what's it called? Futurama? Are we talking the right one?
Oh, Futurama did come back recently. Okay, I haven't been keeping up, though.
I haven't either, but no, now I'm going to have to, it'll get back to me. Anyway, so our next thing you did not know about space is Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system.
Oh, that I knew, yes.
Well, I'm just saying that I did not know because I thought there were some pretty hot people on Earth, you know, so I thought that would have raised the roof, you know.
You get see,
nope.
This is a very important
over his head, folks.
No. It's a very important PSA. It's really important that we recycle and make sure that we take care of our planet. The main reason why Venus is so hot is because of greenhouse gases.
Andrew, you've never been to Venus, so you wouldn't know to, like...
Oh, you just point to, like, one of those kitchen lasers to what, Venus.
Guess what, though? I never thought I wanted this until, like, after 5 seasons of Brit Positive Podcast of us talking about space. I want that thing telescope.
Oh, yeah, why not? It wouldn't be that bad, but...
I think that would be so cool to have, you and I, to have so we can, like, stare at the moon.
Well, here's the problem.
But then aren't those, like, super expensive?
Not right. No. You can get them at a reasonable price. Let's say $400-ish, $500 for a relatively good one.
Here's the thing, though. I'm going to have to learn how to use it, too. Like,
it's a telescope.
No, but you have to, like, map out, like, where is the falling star going to fall and, like, when you're going to see the eclipse or whatever.
Oh, if you know ahead of time, you can kind of, like, plan it out.
And then imagine all that work and prep, right? Just to, like, look into this little thing and then just see it. And you're like, oh, cool. And that's it. I'm just like...
Do you want it or not? Like, I'm down for that. I love the stars.
Okay, let's give it a try. You know what? That can be our little brother and sister project.
Like, what I would have to do then is kind of like, okay, let's try to find the constellations using the telescope.
Gosh, now you're making it boring.
How is that boring?
Okay, next thing we didn't know, Space Edition. We have a light year is the distance covered by light in a single year.
Oh, yeah, light year is distance, not like speed.
So if a light happens in space, we see it a year later?
No. It moves... super, super fast. So light from the sun takes approximately 8 minutes to arrive from Earth. But the sun is exceptionally far away from our planet. Otherwise, we'd be really hot right now.
Interesting. So you see the sun. I thought the sun was close by. You know why? Because, like, remember there's some hot days? Like, especially in, well, in here in Canada, guys, where we have, when it's June, July, and August, especially August, it gets really hot. Does that mean the sun is closer to us?
Actually, yes. You see, when it orbits around, when the Earth orbits around the sun, summer is when the orbit is slightly closer to the sun, because it's an oval and not a perfect circle. So winter is kind of further away.
Okay. So my question is, because the sun is further away, that's why winter happens.
Yeah, that and the position of the Earth as well.
You know, this reminds me of that show, and I think we touched on it some time ago in the podcast, but I remember Recess, where the guy was like, no more summer vacation. He's just going to, like, get rid of the sun. Or I think he was going to move the moon. He was moving the moon. And that was to
block out the sun?
Yeah, and have, like, only winter. And I'm like, okay, he didn't really think this through, mind you. There's places that don't have summer. And they have school. They have summer vacation. But, I mean, I'm sure it's called winter over there.
You mean, like, Antarctica or something?
Yeah, do people live there?
I don't know, maybe 5 people?
No, you can't say that. Like... What the heck? Lizzy. Guys, just know we're not, like, doctors or scientists in this category, but we are positive people. Okay, so our whole thing is...
Or more. 5 people or more.
I mean, here's the thing. I have a question. Like, would people really consider, like, oh, let me go live in the cold?
Yeah.
But, like, no. I get it if they...
had no choice?
Yeah. But it's like, I would ask somebody, I'm like, do you want to go to the tropics or do you want to go to an ice age? Like, what are we doing?
Look more in terms of, like, human history, where you really don't have a choice. And you had the, the Inuit people? They literally live in the most northern regions of Canada.
No, I know.
So you have people, though, that are just like, we live here because we live here.
No, I get that. But I'm like, okay, if I said, hey, you could go somewhere where it's hot.
Yeah, but you have to be able to physically go where it's hot. That's why I mean when I say
it's like they live here because they live there. It's their home. Yeah, exactly. So it's like it doesn't the weather. They don't care whether it's cold because it's their home. Like it's something they're used to. They're accustomed to. It's kind of like me. Like I don't know. But it's kind of weird. Like I'm born here, but it's like I don't enjoy. Maybe it's because I get both.
So the summer and the winter.
I get summer and the winter. So it's like if I were I feel like I know how I am in the summer and I know how I am in the winter. The winter, I don't mind if I'm inside, but if I have to go outside, I'm like, I don't like it. And then if it's summer, I like being outside.
Isn't that like everybody though?
Okay. I'm just
It's normal is what I'm saying.
Okay. But it's just like, there's people who don't know what it's like for both. Like there's people in the tropics who've never seen snow.
Well, yeah, because they live in the tropics.
Yeah. And it's just like, even when they like come visit and they're just like, oh my gosh, look at the snow, and I'm like, they would know, like I'm annoyed with the snow, but they love it. Like it's a
novelty.
Yeah, it's so cool that, like, you know, it just tells you to like get out of your bubble sometimes and experience. That's why people travel.
Well, here's the joke, right? Like we will walk around and I'm like, what's that furry thing outside your window? And I'm like, you mean a squirrel? But you laugh about it though. But I'm like, if we were to go to the tropics and you see all of these lizards.
Wait a minute. They don't have squirrels in the tropics.
They don't, no.
Oh, yeah. I know I should know that, guys. I know. I'm not looking at animals when I'm in the tropics. I'm like running to the beach, like ready to be in the ocean. But this is the first time I'm like realizing. I'm like, yeah, squirrels aren't in the tropics.
Like, we went to Jamaica a while back and we had these little geckos. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is that? Is that a lizard? Oh, wow, it's a lizard.
Okay, Andre.
No, you never see them, like, just running around
you
like that.
You sound like you're there and it's happening in real time.
I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. It's like a naked squirrel.
No. But either way, I just think that's really cool that we can all experience one another's culture. And I mean, I think what's awesome is that, you know, if you take the time, maybe you don't want to travel because you're saving money for something else, and that's totally cool. But just like, you know, watch some, you know, things about other people's like living situation. It really broadens your mind of like, it makes you grateful for where you are though, and also like, I guess respectful for where others come from. That's what I get from it. If I ever look out of Canada, I'm like, oh, what are you? You know, I've met some people from other places. Like I was on a podcast with these wonderful ladies from England I think it's UK.
England.
Yeah, England. And they were so amazed by my Canadian accent. And I'm like, I'm amazed by your British accent. Like, what is this?
We have an accent? First I'm hearing of it.
Apparently. Like, that's the thing. I'm like, where's the Canadian?
Like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't say A. Oh, come on.
Well, after this podcast, so you want to go get two double doubles and some Timbits?
You're trying to show how Canadian you are? That is so weird. Okay, another one, Dre. Did you know that the sun weighs about 330,000 pounds? 330,000 times more than the Earth.
Yes. The sun is massive.
Yeah, here's the thing. Who really knows if that's the exact weight? You can't figure that out. You can't make a scale big enough to see the difference between Earth's weight and the sun's weight. Am I right, people? Oh, am I right?
It's actually super simple.
Okay.
It's one of those things where you have like one marble. That marble equals the Earth. How many marbles will it take to go across the sun?
And that marble is supposed to tell us the weight?
Yes, because it's like you're filling in that entire circle, which is the sun, with marbles.
When did you ever find the time to learn any of this?
What? I like space.
No, but like, Dre, I've never seen you actually read a space book.
Yeah. I had a lot of learning material that it's like buried somewhere in the basement.
Okay. All right. Did you also know, Dre, that footprints left on the moon won't disappear as there is no wind?
I believe you mean atmosphere. There's no atmosphere on the moon, so yes.
Okay. Well, Mr. Space, that's going to be your new name for
the
segment.
Without the atmosphere, you wouldn't have wind because there's no flow of air.
What if you just have air without the breeze, you know?
It would just dissipate.
Okay.
Think of it more or less like the motion traps the air onto the Earth. The motion of the rotation of the Earth traps the air. The moon stays still. It doesn't move. It's tidal locked onto the Earth.
Okay. All right.
That's why you have a bright side of the moon and a dark side of the moon.
Okay. Well, let's... Okay.
Are you okay there? Too many facts?
Alrighty. We'll end it here. But guys, we do have questions and answers for you on our Patreon page here for Brit Positive Podcast. So you can check out part two of this episode. We'll continue our Things We Didn't Know About Space Edition. And then we're also going to answer questions on that area too. So you guys sent in your questions. We're going to answer them. And it's going to be very uncut, fun, just, you know, all positivity. But like positivity with a little bit of just laughter, more laughter and just us being our silly selves. So if you want some of that good vibe, then go on over our Patreon page. Can't wait to continue the conversation over there with you all. Alrighty, take care.